The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate the meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and, in fact, all Jews do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jars and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat the meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? It is written, 'These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from the heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. And these evil come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So many times I forgot to wash my hand before I eat, so I could be a good disciple of Jesus, because his disciples didn't wash their hands. But I'm just kidding. But what Jesus meant is, what's important is not important not to wash hands, but important is a clean heart. That's most important. If you just put some importance on something and forget the most important things, that's a failure. That's so simple teaching of Jesus. He expects us to always clean from the heart. The best way is to live well every present moment. Start again if you did something wrong in the past. I'm always saying, past never come back. Future not necessarily in the hand, the present moment. So it's more important if you find yourself something wrong in the past. Just start again. And this is the way Jesus is teaching us. The new way of living. Living the will of God every present moment. At this moment, I'm standing here. The will of God for me is to preach. The will of God for you is to listen. If you think so many other things in your mind, outside, you're not listening, that means you're not loving. When you do not love, you're not living the will of God. You're not in God. This one, many times, the grace escaped from you because your heart is closed. What Jesus said, he wants us to be refreshed all the moments. Start again, a new moment. Say sorry to Jesus if you did something wrong just in the past moments. If some wordings, some behavior, tell Jesus, "Sorry, Jesus, start again." If it's just the past moment, you've seen so many things outside, tell Jesus, "Now I'm sitting here, give me the grace." Many times the Holy Spirit works when we live in the spirit of love. Where there's no love, there's no Holy Spirit, no light. That's why many times we do not feel the joy of following Christ because you worried about so many things of the past and the future. And Jesus always warning us, don't worry about things in the future. Stay where we are. Of course, we have to carry our cross every present moment. If you have toothache, you have listened to me, it's difficult. Offer your toothache and just start some seconds to listen. And this is the way we live the way of God. So we pray for one another. So they always be always sincere before the Lord. If we have to have Jesus in our hearts, if we love the will of God present, made every present moment, then we can transmit the message of the Lord through not your words, but your behavior. How you live, you present the presence of Christ. Just remember, if Jesus is sitting in your place, what will he do? If Jesus is my place, what will he do? Just love. That's all. So let us follow Jesus in a simple way that we always say yes to the will of God the Father at every present moment. I believe you.